Jay Ratliff joins us now from daytradefund.com. And take a look at the money and the market and what's going on with a new president coming in. Trump's tariffs seem to be raising a lot of eyebrows around the country and the world. So welcome in, Jay. Glad to have you. Is this going to prevent a little Santa rally for us this year? Caution.
The Santa rally is like the last week or so of the month. But you and I like to look ahead on things. And right now, the tariff talk is something that is causing some on Wall Street to say, well, no, wait a minute. If he goes overboard on this, on these tariffs, it could actually work against us and our economy and different types of things. So there's a bit of hesitation, I guess, is probably the best word to use in the markets right now, as they're just trying to determine exactly to what extent the tariffs are going to be. And you know, I think a lot of Trump, I go back to reading his book, The Art of the Deal, all those decades ago, he's a negotiator. And he's a very, very good negotiator. And I think a lot of this dialogue, the talk, is designed for posturing. I think he's trying to put himself in a position that when they finally get down to discussing various things, that he's going to be a position of power. But he also recognizes that, you know, there'll have to be some give and take. But I still like where things are at. Again, this is not an untried candidate here. This is a man who did serve as president for 4 years. We know what his track record was. And other than the national debt getting away from us, like it has every other president, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. So I'm going to certainly err on the side of his past as we look forward. And I think a lot of the concerns on Wall Street right now probably not as warranted as they need to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think Wall Street probably needs to take a big anxiety pill and calm down. It's like every little move that Trump makes is like, oh my gosh, he can't do that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, wait a minute. He kind of leveled the playing field. I remember you and I talking about this with China in the first go-around, and it was really lopsided in China's favor. And with the wave of the Donald Trump hand doing the dance, it was over, and it was level again. So you know what? Get out of his way. Stop questioning everything he's got planned here, and you're right. This is all part of the negotiation. So you know what? Bring it on. I'm sure Trump has very good reason for, you know, wanting to level the playing field once again with all the tariffs. So now what about the jobs report we're expecting Friday? Anything happening here?
Well, they're expecting, I've seen estimates, 200,000 jobs created in the month of November. We're going to wait and see how things are going. Of course, last month we were expecting some big numbers, and it came out with a thud at 12,000, which really kind of sent shockwaves through Wall Street. And it's going to be interesting to see, because this data that we're going to be seeing today, we get some inflationary data this week, we get the jobs report this week, it's going to feed into what the Fed's going to ultimately decide in the next couple of weeks with regards to what the next step is going to be as far as a possible interest rate cut. And I certainly think that as we move forward, that right now the Fed is probably thinking a quarter point interest rate cut, or if they need to, I don't see any problem with them pausing and saying, look, we wanted three 25 point basis cuts this year. Collectively, we've got it, and we'll see where things are going to go. They've been pushing all the buttons right so far.
Yeah.
And even though Donald Trump doesn't necessarily get along, shall we say, all the time with Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, he's done a good job. And I honestly think that as we move forward, it would be a mistake to replace Jerome Powell. And I don't know what the president's plans are, but the Fed's been doing a good job as far as trying to stay ahead of inflation and not do too much too soon.
Yeah.
And I certainly think that a lot of what we've seen, JT, reflects that.
All right, let's talk about Donald Trump and the safety of Americans, as Tom Holman is coming back as the border czar to clean things up. But we know in the last 3 or 4 years of the Biden administration, a lot of bad actors have made it into this country, not only through our southern border, but Canadian border, shores of everywhere, and just coming in droves from so many different countries. And now we've got to start thinking about how many are here, what are they up to, and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of all of this, Southwest Airlines is making a move to protect passengers. And then you've got the other situation going on. This passenger boarding an international flight from JFK to Paris without a boarding pass or a ticket. Let's talk about Southwest, first of all, how they're protecting passengers from injury, and then we'll get into what's going on with people getting on board with no credentials.
Yeah, real quickly with Southwest, they've decided that instead of shutting down the cabin service at 10,000 feet, which they do when a plane's preparing to land, they're going to do it at 18,000. The thought is that a lot of times the unexpected turbulence tends to hit between 12 and 20,000 feet, and that's when some injuries have been taking place. So they said, hey, what we're going to do is discontinue the service earlier, get everybody seated sooner. That way the flight attendants and passengers will be at less risk when we hit unexpected turbulence. So for safety's sake, they're going to do this. I think it's great. I'd like to see other airlines follow suit.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see them bring back some, you know, real food instead of pretzel sticks.
Okay. Amen to that, brother.
Remember those days when we get sandwiches actually in coach. All right.
Yeah, real food.
What's going on with JFK, this flight from JFK to Paris, and this passenger jumping on with no boarding pass or a ticket?
Yeah, she had a woman has a green card. She gets past two TSA checkpoints, two of them at the JFK International Airport in New York. Gets past the gate agent on the Delta flight. Still don't know how she did that. Gets onto a plane, but the problem is the plane is full. So if you're a stowaway, where are you going to go? Mm. She goes to the lavatory. And then she spent some time in that lavatory, got out, went to another lavatory. 7-hour flight. She goes from lavatory to lavatory because she doesn't have a seat. Eventually, the flight attendants are like, what's going on? And they found out she didn't have a ticket. She requested asylum in Paris, denied, and they had to fly her back to the United States. So, how she got past security, how she got past the Delta agents, we do not know. But a lot of questions to be asked and a lot of answers that we're going to have to wait for.
Was she, nefarious? I mean, was she up to no good? Was there any intent going on here? Is she just trying to get
apparently,
out of the country?
Apparently, no. And I think there's a Marilyn Hartman or a Harris Hartman, I believe her name is, that is someone who has made a career out of jumping onto airplanes without tickets.
Wow.
She is, she's got restraining orders at several airports around the country because she's so good at it. I think the TSA should hire her. But the initial indications with this individual was that they don't know the intent, but she's trying to get to Paris and found a way to get on an airplane. Let's find out how she did it.
Reminds me of that movie, Catch Me If You Can. What a good movie that was.
All right. Great movie.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate you. Talk soon.
Thank you.